Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Right there with you, although I didn't go to the unofficial Villanova freshman orientation party, which drew hundreds, and now they're linking that to COVID cases, or the UNC pool party. What's up with these college campuses? They're giving the coronavirus a good name because they're spreading the love. My goodness, the fraternities, the sororities, and the lockdown that has to take place where you've got campus police scurrying all over the place to stamp out one party, and then they're on the way to the next party. It just doesn't seem to stop. Where does all the insanity end? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. And let's see what the week ahead holds. The Democrats will hold their convention. We'll be talking about that, obviously. The ads have appeared, so let the games begin. It's about 80 days until we get our election going here, November 3rd. There are a lot of things to settle before that, like mail-in ballots and the argument over the United States Post Office and their service. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Nancy Pelosi, furious, the Speaker of the House. So if you are grabbing onto a vacation, maybe you're on that Mediterranean cruise liner that is setting sail. First floating Petri dish, I mean cruiser, since the pandemic begun. And this is one big mama, too. The MSC Grandiosa leaving from a northwestern port city in the Mediterranean. So, boy, oh, boy, think about this. They're going from Italy, and we'll see what happens. I mean, cruise lines have just been battered, just like everything else. But cruise lines are hoping that tighter protocols will allow them to control the lingering threat of the still lingering threat of the coronavirus aboard its ships, and offer travelers the cruise experience that doesn't disappoint. So passengers that checked in for this voyage, they had to take a coronavirus blood test inside the terminal. And they said they weren't concerned about the virus. They believe cruises were safer now than other vacation options. There was one person that was quoted saying, "Look, I've taken 87 cruises. Can you imagine how much I've suffered not setting off since February?" The Grandiosa is part of the fleet of privately owned MSC cruises founded in Naples, I guess, in Italy. So it's a very, very big ship. I mean, wow, big ship. And it's this, the idea to restart the cruises. Italy represents the bulk of Europe's cruise industry. They get 14.5 billion euros, which is about 17 billion. So did you hear that? 17 billion. And it supports 53,000 jobs. So the cruise line International Association was anxious to see what happens with this boat because more boats want to start to go again. And when you think of $17 billion and all those jobs, I mean, it's pretty big, obviously. But vacations with a social distance variety and you're not on a college campus or any of that mean, you know, the social distancing, the masking, the whatever. And I think it's possible. It's, you know, you just have to be sensible. Look, I've seen people dining outdoors. They're spaced apart from each other. Seen people on walks. I've seen people do a very fine job of doing their part. So we've got to stop these kids on these campuses. Come on, peeps. And I get it. I was there. I totally understand it. But not during this whole virus thing. I mean, why? Right? Just stop it. So that we can all get back to something different. Because that's the problem, too. The more, no matter what you believe, we are on the hamster. One thing we are all on is the hamster wheel. And it keeps spinning and spinning and spinning the more that dumb things happen. And yes, there's ways to get around it, but not to invite 400, 500, 600 of your closest friends to a beer bash. That's not going to end up good. And it's not going to look good. I don't think they care about how it looks, though. All right, speaking of COVID-19, the thief that it is, has stolen 170,000 lives in the U.S., 774,000 lives globally. Confirmed cases in the world, 21.6 million. We have 5.41 million of those cases. So the numbers aren't pretty. Some areas of the country are still doing much better than others. How is your area of the country doing? What does it look like where you live? If people do a better job of social distancing, masking, being cautious, washing hands, we have a better chance, like I said, to pull through sooner rather than later. All right, Nancy Pelosi called the House back into session to vote on a bill that stops changes at the post office. So why did that happen? Because mail-in ballots, that's what's being talked about. In a statement she released on Sunday, she said, lives, livelihoods, and the life of our American democracy are under threat from President Donald Trump, who last week said he opposed giving the Postal Service more money, while at the same time acknowledged the lack of funding may hamper the office's ability to process mail-in ballots. Wow, where do they go from there? And some of the states are reporting, and people are reporting, incredibly slow mail service. Incredibly so. Slow, rather. So hours before Pelosi's call to return to session, congressional Democrats urged the Postmaster General to testify before a House committee nearly a month earlier than initially requested, saying the urgent hearing is needed to address dangerous changes made at the Postal Service. Makes sense, right? Testify. Let's hear what they have to say. Let's hear it. The Postmaster General is Louis DeJoy, and the USPS Board of Governors Chair, Robert Duncan, would address the operational changes at the post office that are slowing the mail and jeopardizing the integrity of the election, basically, is what's being talked about. Because of how slow it is, it would have to be there faster. Have to be, right? An internal Postal Service document cited by the Democrats said one aspect of these changes that may be difficult for employees is that temporarily we may see mail left behind or mail on the workroom floor. Ooh, that image, I can't get it out of my head. Mail, could be your mail. Mail on the workroom floor. Ooh, the card that didn't arrive for the graduation for the sibling. Or nephew or niece or whatever, who knows, right? Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to do the man cave thing. And then we're also going to take our author's corner across the pond to New Zealand for a conversation with Gail Nichols. Stay with us.
And are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Again, I'm not on that Mediterranean cruise, although I'm slipping away for a couple days into the wilderness, into an unknown and disclosed location where you're not getting cell service or any of that kind of stuff, so pretty excited about that. I bet you didn't know this, kind of an odds and ends segment here, that this is National Black Cat Appreciation Day. That's true, right? August 17th, black cats. They kind of get a bad rap if you're superstitious, but some people love black cats. My neighbor has a black cat, which my dog will ferociously bark at when the she-cat tries to tease him and walks by the door a couple of times on the side of the house. Here she comes again, teasing Guinness. But I don't know, I think they're kind of pretty. They are. They're very, very sleek, and they stand out. But, of course, when you think of black cats, you think of Hocus Pocus. You think of Salem and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or at least 10% of this listening audience does. And just in other Halloween senses, you know, the whole black cat thing. And they do get a bad rap, right? I think they do, a little bit, anyway. All right, sports of all sports going on, like the fact that college football, is it dead or is it not? I was asked to be a guest on a bunch of radio stations and some TV stuff as well to give my two cents, throw my two cents into the pot about college football. And here's the thing. These kids want to play, right? And they're watching what's happening with professional sports. Ohio State is launching a petition to reinstate the Big Ten season. The quarterback is doing that. And Trevor Lawrence, of course, that conference hasn't gone down, but the SEC, the ACC, you know, Trevor Lawrence, of course, with Clemson, they haven't had that happen yet, and they don't want to see it happen. But you had the Big Ten and the Pac-12 say they weren't going to have their season. So the Ohio State quarterback wants to reinstate the Big Ten season. It's a very sticky wicket in a way, because how do you, if you really feel like you're jeopardizing the students' welfare, you have it, and what happens when you have an explosion of cases? But we could look at the other side of that. What if you don't? You take the precautions, it works out fine, and there was all this hubbub for nothing, and you mess up the system, people waiting in line to move up, a freshman, a sophomore, junior, senior, you know how this whole thing rolls. So we'll see what happens. I mean, there are people that can opt out, like an SEC player opt out of the season after his father was hospitalized with COVID. And, you know, that's the scoop. And that if the father gets hospitalized with it, he doesn't want to play. And Eli Johnson, who is a good player, said, after a lot of thought and consideration, I've decided to opt out. I'll be focusing on completing my master's degree at Ole Miss in December. I'll forever be grateful for my time here at Ole Miss. God bless. And hottie toddy. So Johnson knows it's too dangerous. And that, you know, here he is, the center for Ole Miss. I mean, that's a very big loss. But good for him for knowing that he can't do that. His dad got it in March. And he was hospitalized. He was put on a ventilator for weeks before coming off the ventilator in the summer. So he saw his father go through that. And it makes sense as to why he wouldn't want to do it. You know, why he would want to opt out. So I think the sport to watch is college football as a predictor. And then, of course, what happens with the NFL. I mean, it's crazy. The NBA, it's about the playoffs, with the playoffs rolling out. So these seeding games in this NBA bubble have been very, very interesting. And the first rounders are all set. You have the Bucks and the Magic, so number in the East, number 1 and number 8. You have the Raptors versus the Nets, 2 and 7. You have the Celts and the Sixers, 3 and 6. Pacers versus the Heat, 4 and 5. In the West, no surprise, LeBron James and the Lakers, number 1, taking on number 8, Blazers, for my Portland fans. Number 2, the Clippers versus number 7, the Mavericks. And a lot of these games are coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Nuggets versus the Jazz. Rockets versus the Thunder. And that's what's left. Boy, before you blinked your eye to complain, it was already over, because the seasons had rolled out. The season had rolled out anyway. Anyway. Crazy, right? So here we are at the doorstep. We are 5 months into the COVID crisis. 5 months. How are you doing? Are you reaching out? Are you connecting with people? I think that's so big. And you know what? It's so hard to do when you're just whipped. That roller coaster just seems to take us on some wild loops. I mean, wow, it's not March anymore. I think a lot of us really thought we were going to get a little bit of a break in the summertime, but we're not getting that break. Unfortunately, right? I love it when people celebrate their birthday and they're just happy. That pure happiness, excuse me, that comes over their faces. And nothing made me happier than to see some of these big birthdays that were celebrated, excuse me, over the weekend than people that celebrate 99, people that celebrate 100. How about the woman who celebrated turning 116? 116. How do you celebrate 116th birthday? Well, if you're Hester Ford from North Carolina, what do you do when you turn 16? You do a drive-through birthday. Yeah, she is the mother of 12. She's got 48 grandchildren. Can you imagine this? 200 great-grandchildren. So with that amount of people, I mean, you had a parade, so they paraded by her place. They think she's the oldest person in the world. What is, how do you live to be 106? And she looks so healthy. She's lived in Charlotte for 59 years. She was born in South Carolina before the First World War in 1904. They even have a day named after her a couple days before her birthday, the 15th, Mother Hester Ford Day, honoring her birthday. Wow. She's got tales to tell. And hopefully family is recording those tales. And speaking of that, Ancestry is saying that because of the pandemic, the people who have signed up for Ancestry, 37% increase. 37% because people want to trace their roots. Who knows what's going to happen? They're trying to figure it out. And they want to know. The curiosity didn't kill the cat. Unless they were black. You know, the black cat superstitious thing that I mentioned. But, yeah, it's all about the pursuit of the history, of finding out who, like, who am I, where did I come from, all that sort of good stuff. Otherwise, how would it go up that much? People are willing to pay that 100, whatever it is, to sign up for Ancestry. They might not like everything they hear, depending on how deep, deep, deep they go. All right, I mentioned it. Coming up next, Gail Nichols will join us, and her book is interesting because she says exactly what she's seen and what she thinks and doesn't really pull any punches. Talks about listening to your instinct. What is that, people say? Manifesting what they want and need. Her book is called Who Are You? So What Is Your Reality? Gail Nichols in New Zealand. We're going there next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a President of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting, at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go and try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump's younger brother, Robert, passed away Saturday night at the age of 71. Author David K. Johnston said Robert spent his career working for the family company and had a reputation as the quiet peacemaker.
Well, Donald would be bombastic and antagonize people. When there was a need to make nice, Donald would send Robert to see people and smooth things over.
Some states in the South are seeing coronavirus spikes in their schools. Hundreds of students have been sent home to quarantine after COVID-19 outbreaks. Larger cities are having trouble, too. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CBS's Face the Nation they're keeping the schools online for now.
It's the entire ecosystem of a school. So you've got teachers, you've got principals, and you've got staff. We're looking at Chicago. We have a number of teachers and support staff who are over 60. We know that those are still vulnerable populations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Say, this is such a pleasure for me to welcome to this show, all the way from New Zealand, Gail Nichols, who's written a book called Who Are You? Just think of that for a second. Who are you? So what is your reality? And boy, I've had a lot of conversations about this lately, and I know people are talking about it, of course, because of the situations that we're in right now that we find ourselves in. So Gail, thank you so much for coming on the show. Why'd you write the book? What made you decide to write the book?
I was told to, because I am connected, and I was told I had to write 3 books, actually. And I've been traveling a lot, and what I've learned is I've been told, because if you understand about guides and spirits and what have you, to write it, because to me, I'm hoping it's empowering people, because all these little stories, there's a meaning in it. I haven't put what did you get from it? So to write the book was because it was in my contract. So when we come into this world, we come in with, we're going to choose our parents, because I do The Life Between Lives by Michael Newton, and I've proven all this beyond doubt. So in my contract, I was to write this book and get it out there and to speak my truth and to say, wake up to who you are, why are you here? Don't go into the fear, especially about this virus that's come in handy. So it was a gut feeling, you know, why do people want to go to, like, you going to Ireland? Why do people travel to different countries? Why do people feel like that they play the piano and they must have Mozart genes in them? You know, it's all about the DNA, the genes. So that's why I wrote the book, because it was that urge. It's in my contract. It's in my DNA. It's in my essence. And it hasn't been easy, because I'm very reluctant. I would sooner be doing kitchen dishes than being out there. But now I've had to learn to get out there, because life is so important, which is the virus is showing us now.
Oh, I so agree. No, that was an excellent point that you made, that, you know, you had to do it because it would be easy to ignore your gut. Why do we do that? We ignore our gut feelings, don't we?
Yeah, fear. Fear of ridicule, fear of being laughed at. If we can understand that life is just an illusion that we're playing, and I said, well, if life is an illusion, then give me some examples. So they did. They gave me some pictures to prove it beyond doubt, and I don't know, but if you have a look at this after a healing. You know, life is an illusion. So if life is an illusion, it takes away the whole of this fear of being out front. And, you know, these are now coloured because they tell 1,000 words. Just that little book. I didn't need to write the book, but the book story explains it. So when people read it, they're going to say, oh, my God. And what people have been doing so far, saying, wow, I've had that experience and thought they need to go and see a psychiatrist. Well, guess what? Psychiatrists have been to me. They're no longer psychiatrists. They're just plain old GPs because they dope you down with drugs. I've done nursing and pharmacy and everything.
Right, right. And there's people that have similar experiences to you, and that's why they keep it to themselves. And then they're walking around with this thing inside them, and then it becomes this raging battle. So when people read your book, what will they find out? What, give us like a little snippet of what you would describe as your book. What is it?
Well, it's in three parts. So the first part might relate to some people who are like children who are ostracized from society because, as I was, you imagine, you have a great figure of imagination, which my father used to say, you know, imagining things. So for the first part, I would hope people do to accept who they are and treat their children when they say, oh, mummy, grandma's just walked in. Yeah, well, you go out and might see grandma, but grandma's standing beside you. So that's the first part of the book. Don't ever ridicule a child. Help them understand the mind because we've got 100% brain. Why are we only using 3% to 5% of our capacity? The second part of the book is all these lovely little stories that I hope are simple to read. And people say, wow, I've always felt like wolves are not solid. So, you know, I used to walk through the walls until my mother got me into the optician to get glasses. Excuse me, everything is just an illusion. We live past lifetime. How many people are saying, I don't believe in reincarnation? So those people who do not might say, yeah, this is bleep, bleep. But it's factual because I put my money and my time and a lot of effort traveling to prove beyond doubt everything in part two is factual. Because I hire the best guides who are educated. I can say, yes, girl, you've got it right. The third part, I went and I've listened to different speakers in Kona at a conference there about the DNA, about Earth cycles, everything cycles, Earth cyclic, about endocycles. It's about hollow Earth. People don't understand about hollow Earth. I'm reading books about it. This is factual. People don't understand it. I don't mind. There'll be parts of the book that I'll say, don't understand. It doesn't matter. Because if they've read it, it's gone into their subconscious mind. And they maybe, like when I was younger, saying this is all crazy that I'm getting, have proven beyond doubt that we remember everything if we allow to remember who we are. That's it. So wow. Who are you? You know, why are you here? Why are you interviewing me? And why am I sitting here talking when I was going to be in the kitchen? Yeah.
Sometime we'll do that interview in person. I'll come there, and then you can be in the kitchen, and we can talk that way, because I'm sure you're a lovely cook.
I was able to manifest this amazing house. I said, God, you want me to leave Wellington and go to see Auckland? I hate Auckland. I want a big house, main road, back on the farm, wide open space in the lobby. They said, yeah, 3.5 years. 3.5 years I'm in this house. I said, you can't afford it. How do I create 60 grand? That's a lot of money those days. Now, if everybody could learn that they could sit quietly and say, show me how to create that. What am I doing wrong? Everything is already inside of us, programmed.
Yeah. Yep, and if we could just pay attention to it. And that's why it's so powerful. That's why I asked you the question about the gut. All right, you've got to give us one of your, you know, all the amazing places you've been, the sacred sites. Do you have a favorite? What is your favorite or where you really feel the vibration?
Well, the favorite one is, of course, Mexico. I went to Sedona, and I thought, oh, yeah, I've been here before, but I took the group from there over to Mexico. No idea why. And it's got to be Axulan. Now, it's on the border of Guatemala, and I'm always at the back of the group, and it wasn't a large group. It was only about 14. So I'm watching and observing, and we go on this side, and there's an archway, and they all walk through, because when I went to walk through, it was like walking through concrete. Jeez, why can't I get in here? So Miguel comes and says, Gail, what's wrong? I says, oh, nothing. You just look after the group. I've got another experience here, seemingly. And in the end, this friend comes up, are you all right? And I'm thinking, I'm not allowed in here. And I'm acting like a 10-year-old. It's not. I'm thinking, gee, why am I not allowed in here? She said, well, if I change my frequency, you sit behind me, you change your frequency, you can sneak in. I said, oh, goody. So I get her behind her like a kiss. And she said to her, oh, I'm back into this reality on the other side. I'm thinking, where the hell am I? The girl sees this. Anyway, we do a ceremony. And afterwards, she said, girl, will you do me a favor? I said, yeah, what? She said, will you please meditate? So I meditated. And what I got was, this is factual. ETs are coming down to re-educate humanity because of the end of cycle wiped out the memories, like pulling the plug out of your USB stick and wiping it. So these ETs, there were three elders, were being asked, Scotty, to re-educate the village. But one, and I was a 10-year-old snot, so if you understand, you're either 10 or 26, there's no sort of age thing in that side of the ditch. But as I was able to go down, I was actually like a little stool pigeon. I was playing with the children, and then at night they said, what did you learn from the children? I said, well, I learned this, you know. And then one day I heard the elders say that because humanity was misusing this information, they would no longer come down to educate them. And I thought, so I told my little friend when we'd been down, Scotty, I'm not coming back. But, you know, Earth is so beautiful, Kate. The trees, the monkeys, everything about Earth was so beautiful. And who was the living black guy called the tin can now? And she says, well, if I hide you, oh, goody. So she hid me, and I heard the elders yell out my name. And they said, well, if he wishes to stay, then we will leave him, because everything is just is on that level. And so I was then brought into Earth this way. And I don't care what people think about me, but I have proven it beyond doubt. Because McGill said, what did you get? Well, what can I say? He said, oh, please tell me. And I told him. He then took me to the far corner of where we had done our ceremony. And behind the tree, where monkeys were still playing, is a like a stella, like what's in front of the Sphinx paws, was writing. And I've been there how many times. And this, the like hieroglyphic type writing. He says, I can read that. I said, oh, I believe if you say you can read it. He says, I'll read it for you. And he read it, and everything he read on that stella was exactly what I just said. And they had written that there were space people came down to re-educate them, and then one day they never returned.
Wow.
Said, now I'm going to stop you up, girl. I said, yeah, well, you already have. He said, we've carbon dated it. I said, oh, yeah. And he says, 500,000 years approximately, how old the stella is. And that's when I said, I can't handle it. So for a while there, it took me a long time to be able to deal with that. Because I'm thinking maybe my father was correct when he said I was delusional. So this is the reason why I traveled. It's because of everything I'm getting and understanding, I must have drawn the short straw to say, people, wake up. Who are you? You're not just in this life to experience. You're here for a reason. And so is the virus.
Right. And so what is the reason? That's a perfect place to end this. Pick up this book, Gail Nichols. Who are you? So what is your reality? And as Gail said, there might be parts you read you don't really understand, but there's going to be parts that are going to resonate with you big time. And that's why she's got three parts. No question about it. Gail, thank you so much.
Thank you.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us. He's written a book that I think so many of us could actually relate to, and it's young adults is certainly the target, and it's the first in the series. And you look at where we are and where we were and that kind of thing, and what it was like to be a certain age, right? And it really brought me back, I have to say that for sure, thinking of high school, etc. And the book is called Between Light and Dark. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So what made you decide to, first of all, what made you decide to tackle the young adult genre, which, by the way, is very popular? Why did you go in that direction?
Mostly it's just the way the writing came out. As I was writing the book, that's the genre it seemed to be, rather than something I really aimed at.
And so you latch onto that because you start writing it, and that seemed that it was obvious. And I would agree based on what I've read of your work. But when you start to pull this together and you realize, oh, I have a series here. Did you set out to do a series or no? You just started writing and boom, it just took over. It was a life of its own, the characters, etc.
I knew where I wanted the characters to eventually go. And when I was thinking about how to do the writing, it came to me that, similar to the Harry Potter series, going with a year-by-year approach for high school would work well.
Sure, because you take him from the beginning of high school, which is very different, till you get to the end of high school when you've matured much more and you can see that growth in the book. Was it fun to do that for you?
Yeah, it was. One of the things that I came across as I was going, as I was deciding that it was going to be a series, was that a scene that wasn't going to work in, say, freshman year could be put off to junior or sophomore or senior year. So I could keep the scene and not intrude on the current book.
Yeah. And so being able to do that and figure out where that would fit in, I would imagine you had to go back and think in your mind to your own high school experiences. Were some of the characters based on what you encountered in high school or even college, because you could take people you met in college and morph them into high school, as high school, you know, kids.
Yeah. Not so much. I tried to avoid the process of turning someone I knew into a character. So that they didn't end up yelling at me.
Very smart man, because that's exactly what happens when you do that. People don't like the way they're portrayed, and how would they, you know, no one would ever like 100% the way they're portrayed. So Between Light and Dark, tell us that story. Tell us what that's about. Give us more of that.
Between Light and Dark is focused on Angela Fujiwara and her experiences in the freshman year of high school, where we start with her. She is an athlete. She is a middling student. And over the course of the year, she discovers that some of her classmates are able to use magic. And as she's discovering that, she's growing towards the point where, it sets up the next book.
Yeah, and you know, and talking about magic, are you fascinated by magic?
I wanted to take a different tactic than you usually see in urban fantasy.
Yeah.
Where what you usually see in urban fantasy is a long-term hidden world just alongside the real world. And what I wanted to do with it was, magic is very uncommon and people stumble across it at best. And so some of her friends have already stumbled across it, and they use it for their purposes, but with an ethical core to them that you sometimes see in teenagers.
Yeah. Wow. And you're right. Using magic is not common in urban fantasy. So that's the uniqueness of your writing and your book, to take it in that direction. When you finished that and you fleshed out the characters did you feel pretty satisfied that, ooh, I have something here. This is what I wanted to do, thinking in my head like a Harry Potter, but different than that, but this urban fantasy thing. Did you know, I think I've really tripped on this. I've got it.
Well, yes and no. I was satisfied with, I was happy with it, and I wanted to see where it would go, so I decided to start trying to get it published. And I also had the other books starting to get set up, so I started writing those.
Yeah, and then you start laying those out. And how long did the project take you to do a whole series? For everybody out there listening who says they're going to write one book, let alone a series, how long did that take you from start to finish?
Well, I started writing through the National Novel Writing Program happens in November. With the idea that you write something like a 65,000-word novel over the course of a month, it ended up taking me about 5 years for the whole series. The last book, which is the thickest, got delayed a bit.
Right, but if you think about that, that's interesting. 65,000 word novels, and you think about laying that up, even that amount of time. I mean, that's pretty accurate. A lot of times, people will do a book a year, or it'll take them a year and a half if they get going. And once you get that rhythm, it seems like you got it down. What do you want people to take away from reading the series? Because there's four books in this, so once you get started, you read Between Light and Dark. You want to keep going because you go through those characters and their lives. What do you hope people take away from reading this?
Well, the overall series is something of a coming-of-age story, and I hope people get a good read out of it, hope they're entertained, and in the last book, as the primary characters are 18, and going into adulthood, they start taking responsibility for the use of their power and what they can accomplish.
Yeah, so there you go. Ultimately taking that responsibility. Ryan McMurtry, again, it's a series, and you think urban fantasy, but certainly taking it in some different directions. Very, very interesting. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
All right, thank you very much for having me.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.